Our first scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a child given to us. Authority rests upon this one's shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. God will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Whether it's Perry Como or Kiki Palmer or Andy Williams, the Carpenters, Garth Brooks, or Pentatonix. Whether it's a more traditional take or a more current one, there sure is a lot of singing about home at this time of year. Whether you have traveled some distance to come home, to be with family or friends this week, or whether you are the one hosting the gathering in your home, many of us find our focus turning to to home as we celebrate Christmas. The vast majority of songs, holiday TV specials, movies, and advertisements for anything consumable that we've absorbed these last 2 months cast home in a very desirable, warm, nostalgic, and hospitable light. With all for whom home is a welcome, happy, safe, healthy place, we give thanks to God. Home can also be a source of pain and heartache. The recent death or departure of a loved one may have created a vacancy and an emptiness in your home that is still too fresh and too deep to bear. The chaos and pain of addiction and incarceration afflict the homes of many. Shelters for the unhoused across our globe and our nation and just down the street are too small to handle the current demand. Being estranged from family or away from home for any reason, literally or figuratively, even by one's own choosing, can make celebrating Christmas particularly difficult. "There's no place like home for the holidays" is sung and heard and lived in a minor key, with many different levels of meaning for those whose experience of home is seasoned with heartache. And we pray God's special blessing upon those for whom home may bring tears of uncertainty, loneliness, anxiety, fear, or sorrow. The story of Jesus' birth that we heard read once again from Luke's gospel tonight is filled with characters dislocated in some way from home. Mary and Joseph were away from home when Jesus was born. They were on the road traveling to Bethlehem, Joseph's hometown, to be counted in Emperor Augustus' census. The angel Gabriel, a very busy angel, I might add, for this is at least Gabriel's third visit to the region in a short period of time, first appearing to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, then to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and now to the shepherds. Gabriel is far from wherever it is that angels live when they aren't visiting human beings. At the call of Gabriel and a whole host of angels, the shepherds were sent from the fields they called home to go to Bethlehem to see this baby, this anointed one, lying in a manger. And this baby Jesus, this Word of God, who John's Gospel tells us was with God from before the beginning of time, this Word of God left all that it had known as home in the company of God the Creator to become incarnate, to be born in the flesh of a little human baby, a very vulnerable human baby, in a manger, on a bed of hay, in a shed, or a barn, in an obscure village in Palestine. Why, I wonder, do we seem to miss or deny or neglect this clarion call to create and become shelter for one another? We know that record numbers of migrants and immigrants are on the move around the world searching for home. Shelter systems are overburdened while so many of our communities of faith have underutilized buildings and facilities of all kinds. Zoning regulations and our knee-jerk NIMBY, not in my backyard, reactions hinder the efforts of many to try to even fill a few of the gaps. Locally, the Boston Immigration Accompaniment Network, BIJAN, continues to do amazing work to support newly arrived families coming through the Quincy Welcome Center on location at Eastern Nazarene College. One of their current strategies for providing emergency, very short-term housing is to sponsor 1 to 2 night stays in local hotels while these newly arrived families work through the registration process and get on a shelter waiting list. And tonight, with our Christmas Eve offering, we can contribute to this hotel fund and make it possible for there to be a room at an inn for a family in need. 100% of our offering tonight and throughout the period of our Christmas appeal in our congregation will go to this hotel fund. In the new year, we will also learn more from others in our community working to organize and support cluster groups of neighbors who are willing to open their own homes and offer shelter on a limited basis. As people of faith who long to follow in the way of one who relied upon others for shelter, for home, from his very birth, for every heart to prepare this one room is more than a beautiful refrain to sing a few times each Christmas. For even with all the dislocations from home, all the uprootedness, all of the very humble trappings of the stories of this holy birth, it is also amazing that within and underneath them all, there seems to be a tremendous sense of home in the heart of this story. Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds all seem very much at home, even though none of them are where they might call home. Cynthia Rigby, professor of theology at Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Texas, suggests that there is still a home in this story, a home whose hearth is Jesus, the Christ. Jesus finds a home in the center of Mary and Joseph's life. Jesus finds a home in the song of the angels. Jesus finds a home in the mission of the shepherds. And where the Christ child lays, the story tells us, is home. This child is born for all the people. Wherever Christ resides is home. When Christ lives in our hearts, we too are home. When I think of home, I often return to the lyrics of a song written by Sally Fingeret in 1990 and recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary and Ronnie Gilbert, among others. I find the words to the chorus of this song especially meaningful, and they often take up residence in my own heart. And I quote, "Home is where the heart is, no matter how the heart lives. Inside your heart where love is, that's where you've got to make yourself at home." So this Christmas, whether you find yourself singing "There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays" in a minor or a major key, whether your particular experience of home is less than what you long for, or whether your particular experience of home is a warm and welcome embrace, I invite each of us to remember our time at the manger tonight and choose to believe with the heart of the child that is still inside us that wherever Christ resides, in a manger cradled in hay, on a hillside teaching the way of justice and peace, on a cross of death that killed a human body but failed to extinguish the victorious spirit of life, in the brave flicker of light at the tip of a single candle as we sing Silent Night, or inside our hearts where love is, wherever Christ resides is home. And as Christ finds room inside our hearts, we too are welcomed home. Thanks be to God.